So there's our picture of the metal ion. We are bringing in our six ligands in octahedral geometry. Now, we've got crystal field theory for square planar complexes, for tetrahedral complexes, octahedral complexes. We are only going to look at octahedral complexes, so you can ignore anything that you find on the other two geometries. So we're bringing in our ligands, donor atoms pointing inwards on the vertices of the octahedron. Now here's our x squared minus y squared and our z squared. Immediately we can see that these ligands are going to be pointing directly towards lobes in these orbitals. Now that's why we're able to group out the EG set and the T2G set, because the T2G set then, the ligands coming in are not pointing towards lobes in the orbitals, they're pointing towards gaps. So it's quite a different interaction energy.